Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Barnes in front of us near sideline. Booch on the ball. Here's Barnes in play to Castle. And this ball game is over. A huge fourth quarter performance by the San Antonio Spurs.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
2 hours down, 1 hour to go. I'm Anthony Heron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Score evenings is the place to be. There's no doubt about that. Been a lot of football talk through the first couple hours of the show, but we are going to move off of the gridiron onto the hardwood and talk some Bulls. And who better to talk about these Chicago Bulls with than Joe Cowley himself of the Chicago Sun-Times. Appreciate you taking some time with me, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Good. How you been, Ant?
I'm fantastic, man. You can find him on social media at jcowleyhoops. And I guess out of the gate here, there was a lot of excitement with the 6-1 start for understandable reasons, at the pace, and it feels like there's a system in place. But now that they're 6-4, and they've lost the last three games, how differently do you view these Bulls versus the 6-1 version?
I don't really view them differently at all. When they were 6-1, I was thinking that, okay, they really haven't. Cade Cunningham is a young up and coming dude, but he's not a dude yet. He's close, but I thought they were beating teams that out of the gate really didn't feel like having a run with them. It wasn't a good style for Orlando, Detroit, teams that were a little slower in pace than the Bulls, especially Orlando. The Philly game was just a great comeback. I thought Philly kind of let go of the rope in the fourth quarter. But I was waiting to see what would happen when they faced that back-to-back Milwaukee-Cleveland. I didn't anticipate the San Antonio one, but I wanted to see how they would do against, the upper echelon players, Giannis and Donovan. And now all three straight losses have one common component. Fourth quarter, the Bulls are a system and depth and run a wave at you, but you need a dude. And we saw Giannis score, I think it was 18 in the fourth. Donovan had 13 in the fourth. And Wemby had, 18 or 16 or something in the fourth and just took over games. So that's going to be this team's problem hasn't been addressed, is you got to have a dude, especially come playoff time when things are going to slow down and your little pace and space game is going to run a little slower. So I'm not really surprised. This is kind of what I anticipated. I think they will be a very good regular season team. I think they could capture a 4-6 spot in the East. I picked them 6 in the preseason. But they're built for the regular season. The problem is their style of play can be really exposed in the playoffs.
So having a dude, having a star, having one of the top individual talents in the sport,
right?
What is AK's vision on that? Is he hoping that it's Giddy or it's Modest or maybe it could still become Kobe at some point here, or is he hoping to nurture this into a club where he could go out and add that piece to it?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. He thinks it can be homegrown, and I think that's erroneous. I think the best chance is Modest. I think Modest has the highest ceiling because there aren't a lot of 6'10 guys that have that kind of ball handling, kind of guard-like dribble ability, and attack the rim and the athleticism. I mean, he's got something special. He's just real young, and you know, he's still being exposed on a couple of different occasions this year, but he's also flashed this year. Giddy, to me, you know, I mean, he's putting up kind of all-star offensive numbers, but we saw in Cleveland they hunted him out on defense, and that was before he got his ankle broken by DeAndre Hunter. I mean, they were hunting him down to pick and rolls, and so he still has something to prove. You know, they weren't going to tank and try to get a future star like that, like a Cooper Flagg or even a Con Knipple, who I was really high on in this draft. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do this for this 26 class with Peterson and A.J. DeBonta and Boozer's son. And they're not going to do that, even though those are dudes and potential dudes. So, to me, do they have a big swing where, okay, Dallas just fired their GM. Maybe Dallas just wants to blow the whole thing up. You have six expiring contracts. Can you send that to Dallas for an AD? Can you take that big swing? Do you have the onions to do that and the gumption to try and do that and change the look of the East and change the look of your team? I mean, it could blow up in your face. You could trade for AD and he's, you know, he's in street clothes come, you know, January, February, March. I mean, that's the chance you take. But you have to take a big swing, and I don't think they will. I think Arturis is very okay with just staying the course, letting this play out, make decisions in the off season, and not take a big swing because he doesn't want to miss. So I think he's a very play it safe type dude, especially since that 21-22 flip of the roster is kind of blown up in his face and he held on to it way too long. So, you know, those are your options, and I don't think he's willing to explore any of them. So I think it's just status quo and hope it's in-house.
Now, with Billy Donovan, and it feels to me, and especially because, you know, I've talked so much football and seeing the way that folks evaluate coaches and quarterbacks all around this town, I think you and others have been abundantly fair with Billy Donovan, recognizing what hand he's been dealt, but still his talents that are pretty apparent as a coach and as a communicator. With this roster that he has now, and at some point you add Kobe White back to it and a healthy Josh Giddey, so you feel like the ceiling is that 4-6 range, even if they really do just out effort and outpace people on a consistent basis? You don't think it could be much higher than that?
No, I think it's, you know, you're going to look the 6-1 start coming out of the gate, coming out, teams aren't wanting to run week 1 and 2. I mean, like the Bulls did. So they jumped on some teams. And guess what? Come January and February in the dog days going into the trade deadline, teams ain't going to feel like running then either. So they have that advantage over the regular season for not having a guy who has been an all-star besides Vooch, and that was in a different uniform. You know, Billy's coaching his ass off. And if people don't realize that, I know a lot of people in this town have been down on Billy Donovan. I don't get it. First of all, as Bulls fans, who do you think you are to demand a better coach than that? Because you're coming from an organization that's been a coach-killing organization. And
he has lost a lot of games, Joe. He's a Hall of Famer, but there's been a lot of losing since he's been the coach. I mean, I do.
Okay, so his best two players that were given to him were Zach and DeMar. How are they doing in Sacramento?
Awful.
Okay. So he maximized those two working together and figured out a way for those guys to coexist because it hasn't happened in Sacramento. And right. To me, it's almost like they have the same kind of build because they have Sabonis, who's very Vooch-like. So, you know, it at least worked somewhat here before Lonzo Ball went down. And then when you look at even, hey, to flip your roster and change the entire offensive philosophy – in an offseason and a training camp like they did last year, and to go from the bottom of pacing to almost the top in pacing and everyone to buy in, that's not easy to do. And I love the way he's handled Modest. Modest is a I want tough love type dude, and Billy gives him tough love. So, you know, this is a place, Jerry Reinsdorf, you have to understand Jerry Reinsdorf, okay? managers in baseball and coaches in basketball, it's the same philosophy. They are the bottom of the totem pole. This is a place where even great managers and great coaches go to die. Phil Jackson, he will always choose front office over an elite coach or elite manager. He did it with Ozzie and Kenny Williams. He did it with Phil. He did it with Tibbs. So at least this is the first time that the Bulls can say the coach and the front office are hand-in-hand in sync, which is huge, which is important. There's not this big civil war going on, you know, between front office, coaching staff, and the players. And so I think Bulls fans have to realize this is not a great job. Because of ownership, it is not a great job. So Billy Donovan, when you think about the, you put it all in perspective, that's as good a coach as you could hope for. He's not Spoelstra. He's not Carlisle. He's not one of the top four or five elite. He's that second tier, but he's damn well near the top of that second tier. So the idea that people were, oh, it's Billy. Well, look at all the guys that have had career seasons and career years under Billy Donovan, and look what happens when they've gone elsewhere. So, I mean, I don't get that. Markkanen is the only one you could say, yeah, he really exploded after he left here. But he had one foot out the door and kind of needed to hit rock bottom. People forget he went to Cleveland first. He didn't do much there either. He needed to hit rock bottom and decide he wanted to be an NBA basketball player instead of being in the Finnish Army. And so he made that choice, and he's been balling.
Joe Cowley, my guest here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You can find him on social media at J Cowley Hoops, and he joins me on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Zoom out for me a little bit to the kind of the macro NBA, because the point you made about still needing a dude, still needing a star. So we're mm-hmm. post super team, but we're still in a space where a system can get you far, but you do still need one of the one percenters in the sport, one of the true franchise altering guys to win a championship.
100%. I think the depth and systems and you know, the pace can do some different damage that it couldn't do years ago. But the one thing, I mean, that irks the hell out of me that Arturas keeps comparing this team to the Indiana model, and he keeps forgetting that they have Tyrese Halliburton, and you have nobody like Tyrese Halliburton. So, and it's not even the numbers. It is the moment that Tyrese Halliburton has delivered. So, and then you can't compare it to OKC because they just got dogs that you can't even fathom on that team. So those were the two teams in the finals last year. The rest of the East, if you recall from those playoffs last year, the rest of the East was 90s basketball come playoff time.
Yeah.
Drag you down, drown you, fight you, bite your ankles, and our guy in the fourth quarter is going to go against your best guy, and there's going to be ISO basketball. The Bulls are not even remotely built for that. So this idea that Arturas wants to say, oh, well, you know, we're just kind of like the Pacers, but a little more north. No, you're not, because you don't have a Halliburton. And Halliburton's a dude. I don't know if people want to admit that, but he's a dude. So could Giddey become him? Maybe, but he's not there yet. So, and then you factor in they had Siakam and Miles Turner. I mean, that was a really good team. The Bulls don't have that kind of resume with some of these guys. So, but yeah, I definitely think that there's a changing of systems, and a good coach that runs a good system can influence games in the regular season than maybe in the past, where it was more just reliant on the player. But come playoff time, it's still the NBA, and it's still my best dude is better than your best dude.
And with a franchise like Boston, where, you know, obviously Jason Tatum, he's not going to be back for a minute, but right. between he, Jaylen Brown, it did feel like there was a patience to nurture young talent. With a team like the Celtics, was that about developing skills that were in place, or would guys like Tatum and Brown have worked out wherever they went?
I think a little bit of both. I think they did, you know, both coaches, I thought, did a really good job of raising those two and getting those two to coexist. They're somewhat redundant players, but yet they made them work and play to their strengths. And look, Mazzulla, I mean, we know what he did. I mean, he just was a mad scientist with the three-pointer and then being tough on the defensive side. So it was a good formula when they won it a couple of years ago. And then obviously they fell short with the injuries last year and just kind of ran out of steam. But, And that's probably got to be the frustrating thing. You brought up Boston. That, to me, is the frustrating thing that Bulls fans have to be kind of feeling, or at least in the back of their mind. You had two of the better teams in the East the last couple of years that represented the East, Boston and Indiana, lose key components, and you knew you wouldn't have those guys around this offseason, and you still just played it safe. You had your 16, and you didn't care what the dealer was holding, and you just held. And so in a year where you could have been aggressive and put them on the table and said, we're going to go. And the year's not over, don't get me wrong, because those six expiring contracts, that is not only lucrative for a team that wants to kind of blow things up and change its direction, but it gives them financial freedom after this season, which I don't buy into as much as free agency and what it used to mean in previous years because of signing trades and because of the CBA. But they still have a buffer to swing quickly if they want to. My concern is, will he actually swing, or is the bat going to stay on the shoulders?
And that's where we all love how you handle, well, I shouldn't say we all, but I certainly do. And many of us at the station love how you go about these things and holding management accountable for it. Because part of the reason I'm asking about some of these other organizations is just trying to see, is there a lane where in Bulls reality, in Reinsdorfian reality, where there is a lane to carve out an elite franchise where development can make it happen with Matas and with Giddey, with Kobe and Io.
100%. 100%. I don't know if it's with those guys, but the first name you mentioned, it starts there. That is the high ceiling guy. There's no one else like him on the roster. And if there's a guy that in 2 years is just perennial all-star and just a takeover type dude, it's going to be Modest. It's not going to be Josh, because Modest can do things on the other end, block shots, protect the rim. He's getting stronger and guarding forwards. But then yesterday you saw they pulled him out when San Antonio went really big with Cornette and Wemby. And I get that, just because that just is not a good matchup for him. So he still has a bigger ceiling and a large ceiling to grow into. But as far as this pure skill set, I definitely think he can be an all-star, and I think he will be an all-star because he wants to be great. And you don't hear a lot of kids, and I call him a kid because I'm old balls, but you don't hear a lot of kids talk the way he talks as far as wanting the discipline, wanting the heat, but still willing to chase that greatness and not get stuck on page 8 when he knows there's better things to read on page 10 and 12. I mean, he turns things quickly. So, they could stay the course and hope Essengue, who is basically a redshirt, rookie, grows and continues to turn into something special. But it's just the long play it's the long play. And you know what? If you're able to secret extend yourself every 4 years and Jerry doesn't care, I guess it's a good deal. I mean, it's not like, we're under fire. We got to win this year. So, if you want to slow play it, slow play it.
Yeah, I mean, if this ain't slow playing it, I don't know what it is, Joe, because damn sure doesn't look like they're really going for it.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing why I do hold these guys to a standard, because if you recall, their opening press conference, Arturis came in guns a-blazing saying his number one goal and the entire focus is return the Bulls back to championship dynasty. Okay, well, we're 6 years in now. They got one playoff win. They got one playoff win. Not a series, one playoff win. So, guess what, boys? You should be called out.
Yeah, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Not seeing a championship anytime soon. But we do know you will cover it as well as anyone in the industry along wherever this road takes us, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. You take care, buddy.
That's Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times. You can find him on social media at JCowleyHoops. Let's go from the hardwood to the diamond, because our guy Bruce Levine is out at the winter meetings. Let's see what both teams on both sides of town are up to out west. We'll do that next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is not my concern at all. I think that, you know, we spent the last couple of weeks just, you know, looking at our own guys, looking at available talent, trying to think about ways to be creative this winter to field as good a team as possible. And, I mean, ultimately, none of that narrative, none of that noise, as you said, it doesn't have any impact. It doesn't, listening to it doesn't make us any better. And so that's our focus.
Can you actually just knock out all that stuff? I mean, you really hadn't heard that?
No. I don't read anything. No offense to anyone. Yeah.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
That was the voice of Cubs President of Baseball Operations, Jed Hoyer, out at the GM meetings that are happening right now in Las Vegas. And he's not the only one, of course, who you heard his voice of. We also heard from our guy Bruce Levine, who is our baseball reporter on the Score, baseball analyst on the Score as well. You can see him on social media at MLB Bruce Levine, and he's joining us via the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Bruce, how are you this evening? I guess it's maybe afternoon out west.
Anthony, how are you? No, it's getting toward 6:30, so okay. You know, it's getting there. Who else were you promoting that you said was besides me? We're hearing from what was that?
So we heard you, we heard Jed, and I was considering doing a live read there as well, but I'm going to hold until after the interview since you're here with us at the moment. But you know, we don't only want to respect Jed's voice; we know you're one of the prominent baseball voices in this town as well. And so with that being the case and what we've heard so far about the Cubs and the offseason as it's gone so far, there's been a lot of folks like myself very concerned that Shota Imanaga, the Cubs right now, he is not in an agreement with them on his future with the team. But where do things stand between Shota and the Cubs?
Well, it was explained by Jed and explained by Carter Hawkins, the general manager, today that there's no animosity between the two sides. The two sides continue to have conversations, and that a couple of different things can happen. Number one, they've offered him a qualifying offer, meaning that if he accepts, he's accepting a one-year deal at $22 million. So he has until the 18th to make up his mind whether he takes it or not. Now, in between that time, Anthony, and after that time, they will still be able to talk to Shota Imanaga about a contract. So the best case scenario for the Cubs would be is that Shota Imanaga turns down their offer of $22 million for a one-year contract. The Cubs would get a draft pick
for him if he went somewhere else. But if not, they can sign him to a long-term or short-term contract. And the likelihood would be a two-year deal for Imanaga that would cut this baby in half, where they're offering 1 year right now at $22 million, and they said they didn't want to give him the three-year deal that was their option to decline. So I think there's still good possibility that Shota Imanaga ends up pitching for the Cubs this year.
That is exciting news. Love hearing that because he's been such a fun member of this ball club over the last couple of seasons. And with the relative, I guess, short nature of the contract that they may end up agreeing to, that would seem to fall in line with some of the concerns you hear from around the sport about the potential work stoppage that could be on the way. Are the Cubs amongst those ball clubs who are factoring that in heavily to the contracts they're kind of set to negotiate here?
Well, there's no doubt. All you have to do is look at their present roster, Anthony, and realize that they're only committed to one player after 2026. So there's only one long-term contract that they're committed to after this season, and that's Dansby Swanson, who's going into his fourth year of a seven-year contract that he signed. Everybody else on the team is not under a long-term contract. So therefore, free agents would be Ian Happ. Free agent would be Seiya Suzuki. Free agent would be second baseman Nico Horner. Free agent would be two of their pitchers. So everybody would be a free agent. The players that they have under contract, like Pete Crow Armstrong, Michael Bush, and all those guys that are not on long-term contracts are all one-year deals because they're either arbitration or pre-arbitration eligible for contracts. So they are in line with, if there is not a season in 2027, that they only have one contract to look forward to if there's a change in the way that baseball does things, if there's a salary cap, if there's a lockout, if there's all kinds of different scenarios that can happen. They are in line with it. But it doesn't preclude them from signing somebody to a longer-term deal right now. As we mentioned, maybe Imanaga on a two-year deal, the possibility of some of the free agents that are out there right now that they might be interested in, pitchers like Dylan Cease or Framber Alvarez, a bunch of different people that might be available. They will be kicking the tires and looking into possibility of trading for people, signing people, and also the Japanese market, which they've been so successful in. They will likely dabble into that market again this year.
How does the relative success of this past season and postseason impact the way that Jed and the Cubs in general are going to be willing to spend? Does it sort of signify that they have a great core in place and they can make sort of marginal steps to improve it, or is it time for a big splash?
Well, I don't know if you can say they have players in place, because as I just laid out to you, they have a ton of free agents after 2026. So if you're saying, are they going to approach the 26th season like let's go for it, that's a possibility. As far as talking to them about payroll, they refused to move on that today. Both Carter and Jed refused to say that they will be spending money or not spending money, but they did say that the Cubs will be a very active team this offseason. So does that mean trades? Does that mean free agency? Does that mean the international markets? I think all those things are open to them right now.
So Justin Steele, assuming health, Cade Horton, assuming continued development, Jameson Taillon, if Shota Imanaga comes back, how formidable of a pitching staff do the Cubs have in that realm?
Well, first of all, Steele will not be back at the earliest probably in May, okay? He'll be throwing in spring training. He'll be coming back, but they don't project him being back before May. And coming off of elbow surgery, how many innings will they allow him to throw? How many will he be capable of? Will he be capable of throwing 140 or 150 innings? Will they want him to? Will he be able to, according to the doctor? So there's a lot of ifs when you talk about Steele. They do expect him back healthy, but we don't know in what form he'll be or how much he'll be available to them. So with that in mind, I don't know if they feel all that great about their starting pitching in the depth. I think that what we've learned today was that starting pitching and, of course, bullpen pitching as well will be their number one priority. So not necessarily replacing Kyle Tucker, but definitely using some of their resources to gain pitching. I think that's the way to go. Your next question was probably going to be, where do they stand on Kyle Tucker?
Right.
And both executives said to me today, as well as the other media people, that we'll talk to his agent and we'll have discussions. The feeling that everybody's gotten since the season end is that he will not be coming back to the Cubs. So that he's projected by a lot of people to be out there for an 8 to 10 year contract or $35 to $40 million a year. And it's just not perceived that the Cubs or Tucker feel that that's going to happen with the Cubs. There's just that feeling. That could change, but I don't think so. I think Tucker's going to end up in a market like the Dodgers or the Giants or somewhere out west. I can't tell you other than what we laid out to you right there, the reason for sure why he probably won't come back. But, Anthony, if you look at his numbers at home last year at Wrigley Field, they were bad, right? And, right. No, I don't think the player himself really enjoyed trying to hit in Wrigley Field. He had 236. He had 7 home runs, 36 RBI. He had a OPS, you know, in the low 700s. It wasn't a fun year for him trying to hit at Wrigley. So projecting his career, I don't know if that fits into what he wants to do.
Did it surprise you that Cade Horton didn't win NL Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the Braves catcher was very good. He had a really good season, and he deserved accolades. But Horton was not the most dominant Cub. He was one of the most dominant pitchers in baseball the last 14 starts, which is, you know, over 70 or 80 days. And, you know, maybe ending up with an injury at the end of the year cost him with some voters. He was a strong second, but, you know, nobody remembers who finished second, right? So he deserves to be there. I think he's got the brightest of bright futures moving forward as most likely the Cubs ace of the future. And the good thing is he's already recovering fully from his rib injury and should be ready to go lights out in spring training in Mason in February. So that's all the good news of it. But I can tell you that, you know, the Cubs, from what we could surmise today, Cubs are talking mostly about starting pitching, maybe a power arm for that rotation, and certainly trying to visit an area where they're going to get enough bullpen guys to replace some of the veteran free agents that are practicing and going through free agency right now, including some of them that they talked about maybe wanting to bring back.
Bruce, I couldn't have you on here without kind of taking the opportunity to pick your brain and essentially give you the floor about Kyle Hendricks now that he's officially announced his retirement from professional baseball, everything that he meant over the years to the Cubs, how he carried himself on the mound and off. And he was kind of, for a while, the sort of lasting member of that World Series team.
Yeah, you know what? They talk about in athletics, sports, baseball, football, basketball, a warrior, and they usually mean some powerful guy, you know, the Walter Paytons or the Barry Bonds or the, you know, the Wilt Chamberlains or the Michael Jordans. But in this case, this was a guy that was 6 feet tall and 170 pounds, and he was, as he performed, a warrior at his own level, okay? One of the finer people you'd ever meet in the game or anywhere else that you would be able to have the pleasure of meeting him. And on top of that, just as tough-as-nails guy that got people out in the unconventional way of using pinpoint control, command, using his brain to get hitters out, outthinking hitters. And he was a dominant pitcher for the Chicago Cubs. And nobody would ever projected that when he was traded to the Cubs from the Texas Rangers for a guy by the name of Ryan Dempster back in 2013. But that was the case. And it worked out tremendously well for him. I think that at some point, Kyle Tucker will be a part of the organization again, whether as an ambassador or lending his brilliant baseball mind and great attitude to the Chicago Cubs in the future. But I couldn't imagine a better competitor and a more affable guy than Kyle Tucker. He was a dream for a media person to cover. He was a joy for Cub fans, I think, to watch. He was your every man type guy that went out there and dominated his own way.
Before I let you run, Bruce, hearing anything interesting about the Southsiders out there at the GM meetings?
Well, I know Luis Robert's name has come up again with numerous teams. So even though the White Sox picked up his $20 million option, there are going to be numerous suitors here for him to be traded to them and bring a couple more young players or more part of what the future might be for the White Sox, even though Luis Robert's only 28 years old. I think the time might be right for him to go somewhere else and the White Sox get something back for him. So we'll see how that shakes out. We know Luis had that tremendous year 3 years ago, where he was one of the most dominant players, and again, hasn't been able to recapture the magic at this point, but there's a lot of people that still feel he can be a star.
It would certainly be nice to see him recoup some of that greatness that was apparent fairly early in his career. If it happens, we know you're going to let us know it's on the way. You cover it well, Bruce. Thanks a lot for your time, man.
Anthony, pleasure. Have a great night.
It's Bruce Levine, our baseball analyst here at The Score. You can find him on social media at MLB Bruce Levine. When we return, we'll get back into a little bit of football conversation here before we close things out on The Score. But before we do that, I'd love to let you know it's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year, Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. Going to close it out with some football. My thoughts on the broadcast itself and something that stood out to me that I really hope future broadcasts, as we're going to listen to them and watch them closely for the Bears coming up this season, I hope they take something away from what we saw from the Fox crew on Sunday. I'll describe what that is next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, coming in, one of the big issues in Caleb Williams' rookie year last year was they were historically bad protecting the passer. Part of that was the offensive line. And, of course, part of that is always on the quarterback. So that's been cut pretty much in half. The explosives have almost doubled. You don't have to be as good on a play-by-play basis when you're good at those two elements.
Score Evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
It's a fun time to watch people cover the Bears, analyze the Bears, break this team down, and they're going to do it in earnest, regardless of whether or not things are going well for the Bears, because the Bears are so topical. The passions of Chicago sports fans, the history of the Bears, and certainly having yet another first-round quarterback and a number one overall pick behind center, folks just want to talk about Caleb Williams and the Bears. I made a comparison during the college careers of Caleb Williams and Caitlin Clark, just where both of them were sort of stratospheric in the coverage and the way that folks talked about them. And even back in college, they were being discussed as though they were pros already, because frankly, folks just kind of needed something visceral, something viral to say about each of them. And that, I would say, continues to be the case with Caleb. And right now, with the Bears winning 6 out of their last 7 games, there's a lot of positivity around the discussion of Caleb Williams. Understandably so, rightfully so. Still plenty of imperfections in the game that he played on Sunday. But one thing that stood out to me with the combination of Joe Davis and Greg Olsen, and you know, they're both exceptional broadcasters, and I think Greg breaks the game down in a really good, detailed manner, but still in a way that folks can understand, which is how I try to do it as well when I'm calling games or when I'm here on the station. But it wasn't so almost isolationist in the way they discussed the quarterback, and especially specifically the Bears quarterback, where it does seem like it turns into this snap-by-snap referendum during a lot of the Bears broadcasts of whether or not Caleb's accuracy was pristine, whether or not his timing was on point, whether or not his footwork was as it should be. Was there some receiver who he could have either dumped it off to or gone to the intermediate route as opposed to the deep shot or vice versa? The broadcast Sunday wasn't that. Even when the Bears were trailing, and it wasn't necessarily that about Jackson Dart either. And I appreciated that, because the quarterback, it's almost like low-hanging fruit to spend as much of the broadcast talking about the quarterback, describing every minutia, every detail about Caleb and how he's executing things. And folks want to hear it, and it's got to light up social media, so I get it. But there's 21 other bodies on the field that within the description can often get ignored when the crew in the booth leans so heavily, so consistently into what did Caleb mess up or what was Caleb amazing at on that particular play. And it suited my sensibilities the way that Greg Olsen, Joe Davis, Pam Oliver, like there was plenty of Caleb, but there was also a lot of blocking, a lot of route running, a lot of tackling, a lot of decision making, and you know, the discussion, the first guessing, the forecasting of the decision Brian Daboll made on the 1 yard line to kick the field goal, and then after a penalty being on the 3-inch line or something like that to go ahead and kick the field goal or take the field goal anyway, he ends up getting fired. Now, would he have gotten fired anyway for having more blown double-digit leads than anyone in the sport? Perhaps he would have. I'd say likely he would have. But I thought overall it was just a good, even, fair-handed broadcast. And in my opinion, it's the way that it suits my sensibilities. I love to hear plenty of Caleb. I like feeling like I'm learning something when I'm watching a game, even as much football as I've watched and evaluated. But I don't need every time Caleb drops back to pass to be some sort of a referendum on whether or not he did his job well or not. But there's a lot of other folks out there. And I thought that Davis and Olsen did a good job of giving us plenty of Caleb, but plenty of the other 21 guys out there too. And Jackson Dart, I've been in communication with a lot of Giants fans and Giants personnel, folks in that organization. They're extremely excited about what he brings to the table. And there's a lot of good reason for that. He was really impressive until he got a concussion. And whether that's adjustments in his play style or just adjustments in his luck, because concussions can be difficult to avoid in a sport as violent as football. But Giants might have a good one, but you got to stack performances, and we'll see how that ends up going for them moving forward. How's it going for me is off the air for you, and I appreciate everyone who joined me on The Score tonight. Herb Howard from the Bigs, Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times, and Bruce Levine from right here at The Score and the Marquee Sports Network. My thanks to all of those individuals for helping to deliver you what we feel was quality content. My thanks as well to my guy Studs, Adam Studzinski, on the ones and twos for me throughout this evening. And as always, appreciations and salutations to you for listening to the all-powerful Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.